Billy was in the Classic Ruins after his stint in the Real Kids, and we played a couple Real Kids songs, and one was Senseless, really great song, but that was kind of after Billy, and then we played Watts, and we played The Brigands, and a bunch of other stuff, so we were going to try to keep it rocking here. We should have a call in pretty soon. It's exactly 5 o'clock and 25 seconds. So, outside that, it's been a pretty laid-back weekend. Nice day out today, enjoying it. Enjoyed yesterday, even though it was a little bit cool. And I hope everybody's out there having their cookouts and their days at the beaches and stuff. And, you know, remember to be safe in the water. There's a lot of undertows going on today. There's a lot of problems in the water, so be safe in the water. Be safe with your food. Be safe driving.
Also, sunscreen.
Yes, it's supposed to be on the outside on your skin. It's not consumable. You don't drink it. You can't clear it up from the inside. That's what I've been told. You know.
That would be.
That's after you drink a black and tan.
Ooh. Ooh. That's not even good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've had a lot of things going on the last few weeks. I mean, you know, last week I was at before the show at Comic-Con. I missed Mickey Dolenz by literally 2 minutes. I did see Charlie Farron. I did see, and my mind just went blank.
Mel Blanc. No, mind blank.
Similar. No, similar.
Yes, guy used to be on BCN.
Exactly.
Brennan Snippy. Yes. You're getting there. You're getting closer. Billy West.
Yes. Of course, it's ironic that
Johnny East, Billy West.
Yes, but, you know, was from the East Coast.
Yeah. Not Jerry West.
Ooh.
Boswell Park.
Slip. Not Adam West.
No.
Unfortunately, we lost him.
Not Go West. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And I haven't been in the sun too much today either.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. I put all the shake and bake on, but it didn't really help.
And want to send out a get well to our great engineer.
Yeah. Bob, we'll hope you're feeling better. Bobby D.
So why don't we play a little bit of the proper music instead of the improper.
If you
music.
Were here, you could see Aaron's trying to put an 8-track in the cassette player.
Yeah, the problem is this isn't reel to reel.
Yeah.
So, why don't we go to the music? Our theme song by
Dalton and the Sheriff.
Cheap Guitars.
Here we go.
Enjoy.
Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street. Guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue. A crowd outside the house of blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on. Salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. Good. climb that stage, across that alley, beyond that velvet cage, onto that hill we will make with our strength, rain, singing ways. We'll be right back.
Carissa, can you hear us? Hello, Carissa. Carissa? Hello? Carissa?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, sorry to make it so complicated to get you on the air.
You need a degree just to run the board here.
Oh, no worries.
So, listen to what's happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike. You are?
Hey, I'm here with Vanessa Silverman. Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you both?
Good.
How's the tour going?
It's going great. We're in Joshua Tree right now, and this is my first time here. I've never been here before, but Vanessa's toured through here a couple times. But we did two shows. We did one last night and the night before. And they're both really fun.
That's fantastic.
We're heading to Long Beach today.
Where are you heading today? Say again.
Long Beach.
Oh, Long Beach, California. Are you playing a venue down there?
Yeah, we're. This is Vanessa talking, by the way. We're playing G Piazza's, and we're playing with two other local Southern California bands. Great female fronted bands. One is Street Lynx that is fronted by DB Shreds, and the other one is Maddie X, which is Michelle Blanchard's project, and two really great artists. So we are playing there tonight.
Well, make sure that you and all those other bands get their CDs out here to us at WMFO in Medford, and we'll get you some airplay.
Sounds awesome. That'd be great. Yeah, we could totally do that. And you got Vanessa's CD in the mail?
I did, and I'm going to... my co-host over at WM played it yesterday. Played part of it.
That's awesome.
And we're going to keep playing it here and there, and both of your CDs.
Awesome.
And, you know,
that's
as...
That's awesome.
Oh, we have to.
Yeah, I'll be coming back through Boston in a few days. And I got some shows coming up there, too. And then Vanessa and I will be doing some more shows on the East Coast at some point later this year, too. That's in the works right now.
Well, you'll have to both get you both back in here.
And also
yeah,
over to WM, too, because, you know, getting you on half of the state is a great way to do it. Plus, we're on the internet, and we're worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are one of my favorite stations, hands down.
Well, thank you.
Area and just in general. Yeah, WMS was amazing. But we'd love to come in and do an in studio performance or just come in and talk and hang out.
Well, consider yourself invited.
Just let me know.
Awesome.
You know how to reach me on my What's Happening page or on my Facebook page, and we'll gladly have both of you in and play your music. And as Mike said, send the music our way from the other bands too, and we'll make sure that it's heard out here.
Awesome. We'll try to get those CDs to you guys.
How's the weather out there today?
Oh man, it's super hot. It must be about 110 degrees here. It's so warm.
It's really nice here today.
Yeah, today it's actually gorgeous. I mean, we had a really bad week other than we had two gorgeous sunsets.
Oh, that's awesome. There was a really beautiful sunset last night in Joshua Tree behind the venue. We played at this place called First World, and it was a really cool DIY sort of place. And it's called First World, like F-U-R-S-T, and then World W-R-L-D is amazing artist, really cool guy, Bobby First, runs it, and he's got another burner there who does Downed, and his name's Robbie, and they're just great people, and it's on a beautiful piece of property, and it's like this big theater, and if any of the listeners or you guys are interested in checking it out, we posted some photos and such on our Instagram. That's Vanessa Silverman Official, and then I think it's Carissa Johnson Music. Yep. Yeah, we've been posting updates every day about our travel. And the tour is starting to wind down. This one in particular, we're going to be ending it on the 1st of August in Richmond, California. And then I'll be back in town for the month of August, and we're both going to be doing some recording for some new albums. And then we'll be hitting the road again in late August. And yeah, it's been pretty busy, but it's been a lot of fun.
I imagine you have a lot of interesting stories.
Oh, yeah.
That always is.
Say the least, let me just say this. This is Vanessa speaking.
Yeah.
There's always at least someone in the tour who goes, not particularly in the band, but it could be someone goes to the hospital, someone gets like stitches, some interesting wild tour.
And that's just from the motel room, not even outside the house.
And the great part,
exactly.
Great part is when you come in and you start laying tracks and you want us to put them out there as teasers to the world, we'll gladly do that. And then when the whole thing is together, make sure that you get both get great launches for your CDs.
We're, you know...
Thanks very much.
We here in Medford, Boston, Salem area, you know, in WMFO, WMWM, in Boston, Morocco, really, really proud of what, you know, Carissa, and now she's bringing other people in the fold like yourself. It's been great for us. We have some great music to play, and we look forward to what you're going to be doing in the future. So just keep it coming our way.
Thank you so much. You know, and that's really cool because, you know, I think when I initially set out and started doing touring, you know, almost 2 years ago, the whole idea, you know, I have an artist development label and I work on the business side to recording bands, but like building communities with other artists like around the U.S. and, you know, something that has been so cool is connecting with Carissa and then bringing her out to the West Coast. So she's able to connect with bands and artists, you know, on the West Coast and, you know, doing a lot of touring on the East Coast as well, because it's not one band or artist who's going to change music, but a ton of different bands and artists coming together, and that's how you build community. And it's been really cool to find a lot of like-minded artists out there. So your support is appreciated, and I feel the same way that you guys do about Carissa and the music scene in Boston.
Yeah, that's why I have my What's Happening page, and we put up all. I put up all the gigs for all the bands that we've had on and otherwise, and make sure that people are know where the shows are. And if you know, you've got pictures from the shows or things that are coming up, or you know, your platinum albums. You know, I mean, we want to make sure people know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. It's really cool to be able to call in from so far away and still know that there's support back home, and that's mutual. And yeah, we really appreciate you guys letting us call in and share about our travels and stuff we got coming up. Actually, I've been working on a music video the whole time I've been out here between the time that I've had off, and I'm going to be releasing a new music video in about 2 weeks for You Lost You, a single that I released in April. And I'm really excited about that. And there's a lot of stuff in the works. Really excited to be releasing new music, new album in March, and more touring until then, and a lot of recording, and some more shows in Boston that I'm really looking forward to. If people are listening, want to know the next couple of shows, I'm going to be at Kodo on August 11th, and that's going to be with Stars Like Ours and Diablo Gato. And that'll be a really fun show.
Yeah.
And then on the 13th, I'll be acoustic at Once for Bob Colby's 65th birthday.
Oh, yeah. We
kind of like, oh.
Yeah, Bob Colby, I'm sorry to interrupt you, long-term supporter of the scene. This is going to be his last one, his birthday, and he's leaving the state. Please come out and support, and you're going to see great artists like Carissa Johnson.
Yeah, Bob Colby's been one of the biggest supporters of the whole Boston scene for so many years. He's been to every single Rock and Roll Rumble, and he's just been to almost pretty much every show I've played in the city. And he's really, really great, so I wouldn't miss this for the world. And yeah, definitely hope people can come out for this and support. There's about 10 to 12 artists on here, and it's going to be August 13th at Once Somerville.
Okay.
So definitely come out.
Maybe we can talk Bob and you, maybe him, have him come on. Yeah, that'd be
right,
great.
And
yeah, that'd be awesome.
The show, Kodo, you're going to be doing in Salem, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's on the 11th.
That which is In 2 weeks.
Friday. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk after and have you call in. I know, not to keep having you call in, but you've got a show right in town in Salem. Have to have you call in next week at WM and let you promote it. And we'll talk about that off the air.
Awesome. That'd be awesome.
Well, that's what we do, you know. You know, we make sure our friends are heard and make sure the world knows.
I think we are extremely blessed in the, you know, you guys probably feel that out in the West Coast, but in Boston, I think we feel extremely blessed. We have the talent like a Carissa Johnson, a Sarah Borges.
Flight of Fire. Lily Black.
Yeah, I mean, even and a lot of, you know, the other bands like the Real Kids or the Nervous Eaters or the Classic Ruins or Watts, a lot of the bands that are coming up. I'm just knocked out by the quality of music that comes out of this area. And, you know, people got to realize there is more than, you know, pop radio. And there are great artists doing great stuff. And we're going to keep shaking that tree until they discover it.
Yes, there's so much going on everywhere. And after touring so many places, I've realized every town, even really small towns that people don't even know of, still have the music scene. And bands that are pushing to write music and get it out there and tour and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty magical experience for sure.
Well, the networking definitely helps because when you're out there, you're right there for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really cool meeting all the other bands. They're all so different. Each night we've shared the bill with a lot of different varieties of bands and artists and genres. And it's really quite an experience just to see what's going on in each town and how each town differs from the next. And just to be able to connect with other artists, it's really cool. And yeah, when Vanessa came through, she came through in Boston in March, and we just connected, have a lot of the similar influences, and write about a lot of the same topics, and the music goes pretty hand in hand, so it's been cool to be out here with her and to be able to be traveling around with her and learn from her and all that. It's super cool.
I imagine people will approach you and ask you, how is the music scene back in Boston also?
Yeah, it's come up in conversation a couple times. It's funny just because we're doing most of this in California, so we're doing the big cities and also the small towns. And then we went up to Seattle and Portland and hit Reno. And, there's been some talk about it. I've met a lot of people from the Boston area out here, a lot of the people that work at the venues, the door guys and the bartenders.
Oh, yeah, a lot of transplants.
Yeah, a lot of transplants. And it was so funny. We played a Viper Room the other night, and that was an amazing show. There were at least 20 people from the East Coast that came out that were either transplants or just people that were in town visiting, and it was just so cool to have kind of like a piece from home.
Yeah.
War Twins Aloud came out. Chloe Kinnon. Like a lot of people that I've played music with in the past and people that have been in bands in Boston that have relocated elsewhere came out, and it was super cool. There's a such a different scene in LA, and a lot of people end up moving from Boston to LA, and I think there's a lot there, and it's just a big difference, I think.
We do hear little dribs and drabs about what's going on in Los Angeles. Obviously, some of the negative stuff comes forward, like the pay-to-play thing. I don't know how you could probably talk to us about what the scene. There's probably a lot of positives out there too.
There's a lot of positives. I think with any scene, there's positives and negatives. Last time I came out here, I played the Whiskey, and that venue is a pay-to-play venue, and I generally stay away from pay-to-play, and I'm not going to do that again. I've always wanted to play that room, and I went through a promoter, and we worked out a deal to play that venue. But the Viper Room doesn't do pay-to-play. Vanessa actually might know more about this, about which venues do that, but I know Whiskey is notorious for that.
I know. I think a lot of people want to play it because it has such a long, long history going back into the 60s that, you know, totally. You're stepping on stage where incredible acts have played. Some of the other places, I don't know. I don't think the Starwood or I know Giazzi's is gone and some other places, but I could see where people would probably be attracted to play a place with such a history.
You know what? This is Vanessa talking. For the bands who aren't from LA,
those legendary clubs. I mean, historically, I think it's so cool, and it's such a Hollywood, like, you know, landmark in terms of the story. But, you know, the LA scene is really interesting, and I've been there for so long. You know, I was there for 15 years, and then I spent the last almost 2 years touring. So I've and doing U.S. tours at all different kinds of capacities. So I've really seen a reflection of the L.A. growing scene constantly shifting and changing, and then the scenes outside of L.A. around the whole U.S. But one thing that is interesting that I've seen the whole time in L.A. is there is kind of a division in terms of styles of music, where on the east side, it's like a certain type of style, and the west side is a certain style. And what has always kind of happened, I noticed, is that there's only a couple venues that are almost acceptable of like kind of interchanging genres in terms of, like, to give you an example, a punk band and like a real like indie garage, let's say a current comparison would be like a Burger Records type band. You know, that, like, a Burger type records band, garage, pop, surf, you know, girl, that would be like the Echo, the Satellite, the Echo Plex, mm-hmm. and then there's a ton of smaller venues. And then, you know, at Viper Room, you would have more punk, rock, pop rock, a little more interchanging. Some stuff would merge a little bit, but not so much. Just like, you know, a pop act wouldn't be playing the Viper Room, or a punk band would not play Hotel Cafe, which is in Hollywood. So it's interesting to see the type of venues. And I think that across the U.S., as you know, cities and stuff like that, there are certain types of venues that go more hand in hand for certain genres, and that's for a growing artist or band or people who want to see certain types of music. That is a good thing to, like, kind of research, because that kind of goes out throughout the U.S. a little bit. But in smaller cities, you know, you have all kinds of bands that just kind of merge together. And that's, you know, if you go back to the punk and hardcore scenes, some of these bands didn't all group together, where you did have more of like a grassroots, well, the best of the hardcore band, like the best pop punk band, the best punk band, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of give you, you know, some kind of current insight on that.
And when you came to Boston, how did you find it so much different from LA?
You know, to be honest with you, I would need to spend a little bit more time to give you a really accurate, like, description thought on it, except for the fact that I did tour there before with my old band Diamonds Under Fire when I was a support act, and I played Bright Music Hall, and then that was in 2011, and then I played the Middle East. And what I see that is just in full bloom and blossoming and is just a amazing music scene is the rock scene there. I think it's such a prosperous rock scene in Boston, and that is an amazing market for rock music. People are extremely supportive, really nice, and for any rock bands looking, you know, for places to play, I think Boston's an amazing market. And I met so many cool people, and the music really went over really well, and it really matched well with, like, you know, Carissa and a few of the other bands who are like-minded out there. We played with Swivel,
Gianna Botticelli,
there's some other bands from around there that are pretty cool who I haven't seen, but I've checked out and stuff, and I think it's great. I think a thriving rock scene is wonderful, and that's exactly what you guys have going on there.
Well, the good news is, Vanessa, Boston's open to you for you to come down and enjoy and get to know it better. And I know, you know, Chris would enjoy that too.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, you know, so she could enjoy more of what we have here. And then,
I'll be more time out there for sure.
you know, through the fall.
And you're going to be here at the best time to be here. The
yeah,
fall.
I'm looking forward. I'm absolutely looking forward to it. I feel grateful to be able to do that. And I'm looking forward to playing and focusing on that market a little bit more in the coming fall and a few months ahead here. I'm excited to be able to, mix themes and stuff like that. I think it's really important.
And we're excited to be able to have both of you on and to get the insight into touring and, what you're finding out and what you're enjoying and, and how the music is being accepted all over the place.
Yeah, so far the reception's been pretty great. The shows have varied. Like I said, a lot of them have been so different from the next. They've been pretty cool. A lot of new markets that I haven't hit yet, even some that Vanessa hasn't.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's interesting for a band, building on a grassroots level too, is like hitting markets that you've never played before, because it takes a few times to kind of go and figure out the best like venues and bands to play with and stuff like that. We've been putting in a lot of groundwork, and this is the kind of building that we want, at least, and this is why I think we see eye to eye as artists, is building from the ground up and like something that we work for and figure out on our own and not, expect someone to do it for us and, have it just built in and just kind of figure it out on our own here with, building with friends and other bands and other people we meet and connecting that way.
Well, because it's the networking, and I think that's probably the best way to do it, because this way you get to see, learn, and know where to go with somebody else somewhere else to make it work on both sides.
Yeah, definitely. And even on this trip, I hit a couple places that I hit on the first tour I did with my band out here last August. We hit Ben Moore's and Olympia and Portland, a lot of the same markets, but it's cool to like connect with fans like a couple years ago and then to see them again out here this year and to just keep playing shows with those bands and then make friends with new bands. And that's my favorite thing, is the whole community of it. And I found that to be such a good community. I mean, in Boston, I've known it forever, and I've wanted to just branch out and find some more communities and just bring everyone together through music. And that's just, it's really, really cool. And to be out here with Vanessa, who wants to do the same thing, I think there's a lot to be said for when artists can connect like that and do this all together. Because there's a big group going through the same thing, I think something could really happen and could really change the world.
Well, because you never know where the next collaboration is going to be, and since you two have been working together. But we're looking forward to you both coming back. But you've got a great show tonight. Let everybody know both of your sites and how to find both of your music.
You can find my music and all the links to social media at carissajohnsonmusic.com. Also, I've been posting updates through Facebook and Instagram, and that's just at carissajohnsonmusic or facebook.com/carissajohnsonmusic. And that's CARISSA.
And you can find myself at facebook.com/VanessaSilbermanOfficial, and that's the same for Instagram, Vanessa Silberman Official. I'm also on YouTube, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and also if people are interested, they can look at my old band, Diamonds Under Fire. But I currently have a solo EP out, self-titled, and we'll be working on new music coming up and demoing. And thank you guys so much again for supporting. Thanks for having myself and Carissa. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for letting us call in and talk with you.
Absolutely. Have a fantastic gig, a great rest of the tour, and we'll see you back here in Boston very, very soon.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great night. Bye.
Yeah, that was Carissa Johnson and Vanessa from Silverman from the West Coast. They're both on a completion of a West Coast tour. If people haven't realized this, Vanessa won the Boston Royal Rumble this year. She has a current CD out called Only Roses. Vanessa has some stuff out too. And we are going to be hearing some music here. Oh, yes. We're going to be playing some Amy Fairchild. And she's actually doing a little tour herself right now. She's been posting some stuff here and there. So what we got going here, Aaron?
Well, I think we've got...
somebody
honking. Yes. When I was 6 and you were 4.
That's great stuff.
Enjoy.
See her standing at the kitchen sink. And oh, how he grew up and out over into the strangers with the same. Longing for our home again. There's nothing I can do or say. You gotta write it out, find your own way back to the perfect shore. When I was 6 and you you down, aren't you tired of carrying it around like an ancient meteorite? It takes so long to get to the light. So let's go.
Thank you. woman and my best friend took a plane and flew away, but now they're gone. Tell him trouble's on the way. The last time that I saw those guys, it made me feel like a clown. I bought me a Smith and Wesson. Now I'm out to mow them down, and they'll be gone. Gone, 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 and I gotta say. Anybody sees those two? Tell him trouble's on the way.
Yes, you just heard Greg Allen's from Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. This was an early recording, and that was called Troubles on the Way. What did we hear before that, Darren?
We heard Vanessa Silberman with Awaken Feeling. Amy Fairchild with When I Was Six and You Were Four. And the great interview with Carissa Johnson and Vanessa Silberman.
And we heard La Peste, Lease on Life. And I think there was one more song.
Well, we heard Amy Barrett?
Yes, yes. Okay.
So,
it is 8:58 on the wall.
Actually, it is 5:58.
5:58. Whoa. Wrong dimension, wrong time. 8:58.
You're out in the middle of the ocean right now, Bob? No, she's not Bob. Mike, see, we're doing the same thing.
We're adrift now.
Jeez, that must be the water here at WMFO.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let any crazy person behind the board here. Anyways.
You were here first.
Yes, I know. we started around 4:30. It's almost 6 o'clock. We had a pretty good What's Happening Day. We're here every Sunday from 5 to 6. Sometimes we go on a little bit earlier, depending on what's happening. And we had a great interview with Vanessa
Silberman
and Carissa Johnson. And we'll probably hear again from them soon. So what else is happening before we sign off here today, Aaron?
We've got, who do you have coming on next week?
The 6th of August, we have Savoir Faire Band.
Ah.
Kind of jazzy.
Jazzy. Savoir Faire is everywhere. Okay. But of course, there will be no Klondike Cat.
Well, we can't help
which
that.
Which, of course, just shows our age.
Yeah. I don't even know what a Klondike bar is anymore. Is that a bar where you go and they say, oh, okay, no matter.
Yeah, they take an ice pick and put it on the top of your head.
Okay. I think we could all use a little bit of that. Anyways, it's 5:59. I'm Mike Stewart.
I'm Aaron.
And you've been listening to What's Happening. And what's going to carry us out here, Aaron?
Some great Zion Rodman.
Okay.
Enjoy.
After all is said and done, we all had on and through the sun.